Other questions? Stand on the left side, second row.
You made 6 interceptions last season. What's your goal this fall?
My goal this fall was not to give up any completions. and if that includes, more interceptions, that's all a good part of it. My first job is to make sure that I'm complete the ball. And, I definitely want to improve on that, and not take a step backwards. So definitely, anything above 6.
Left side on the third. We'll go ahead, second row, and then we have one right behind. Go ahead.
There's a lot of talk regarding the defensive backfield and the struggles. Do y'all listen to that? Does that faze y'all, or does that just motivate you?
It's definitely motivation. You hear, it's hard not to hear. You have our struggles, but we definitely try to improve on that. You take that, and you get better. That's the plan.
Third row, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. What kind of impact have you seen Coach Muschamp have in the secondary in particular so far?
Effort. That's the biggest thing, Coach Muschamp wants from us is effort. And he's going to expect that every practice, and every day. So he definitely brings that to the end.
Other questions? The front row, go ahead.
Jonathan, just the impact that Trey can add to you guys now that he can actually get on the field and play this year.
Trey's an experienced player. He played as a freshman at Georgia. He's going to have some experience, in our group. He's been there for a year. He's learned everybody and built trust. So Trey is somebody that we can depend on. He's a physical, he's safety, and we're going to need that.
We'll switch to the right side of the room on the third row. Go ahead.
One of the things Coach Malzahn talked about was concern for depth back there in the back. Talk about Blake and the young guys, the new guys that you've seen, if you think can help.
As far as Blake goes, he's an experienced guy. He's played while he was at Michigan. What also helped, he's kind of learned this defense that we're running in the spring while he was at Michigan. He started to learn it, so he's picked up everything pretty fast. But we don't have a lot of depth. TJ getting hurt, and a few guys transferring, we don't have a lot of depth, but the young guys are going to have to step up.
Right side, second row.
Jonathan, with Louisville on schedule, and then of course the SEC slate behind that, is there a guy that you see that was a receiver for one of those teams that you're just like, yeah, I want to cover that guy?
Every team has some good receivers, but you want to cover the top guys. Trey was the top guy in our league that we face. Mississippi State has a good receiver. I'm not too, up to par on Louisville's offense, but I'm pretty sure they have some good receivers. So you look at the depth chart every week and you see who's the best receiver, you want to try to shut it down.
Other questions for Jonathan? See a couple hands here. Let's start on the second row.
Jonathan, we know Coach Muschamp asks a lot of his cornerbacks. Can you define what a Muschamp cornerback is and maybe what's different from the couple systems you've played under previously?
In his offense and his defense, he likes to bring pressure. So that leaves us in a lot of one-on-one situations. So you have to be able to play one-on-one balls a lot. And Coach Muschamp's defense, there's not a lot of safety help. So he needs, the corners that he can depend on, each down to be alone.
On the right side, was there one on the third row? Go ahead.
Can you talk about what it's like playing for Coach Robinson? I know we played at Auburn. Does he bring a different type of energy than the previous staff?
Coach Robinson, he brings energy. He's a spitting image of Coach Muschamp. They've been together for a long time, and what you get from one, you're going to get from the other. He's consistent in his approach, so you know what you're going to expect from him. And the thing about him, I like, he's specific. A cornerback, it kind of gets hard sometimes when coaches get in the gray area, but he's consistent in what he wants from you and what he expects.
Left side, toward the back. Go ahead.
Jonathan, you have the ability to intercept and get that crucial interception. Where did you get that ability just to be able to be a ball hawk and get that crucial interception?
Honestly, it comes from patience. Coach told me, just be patient. A lot of guys panic when the deep ball's in the air. And the guys who don't panic, those are the ones who make the plays. So it's about being patient and not panicking.
Other questions for Auburn student athlete Jonathan Jones? Anything else?